with a knapsack on my back and a rifle on my shoulder. I joined with General Johnston in the February cold. My brothers died at Harper's Ferry fighting with A.P. Hill. I'd only turned 13 when both of them were killed. Papa kept me home to work the farm and plant our corn. I was itching to kill some Yankees and eager to go to war. Then I finally got my chance in the winter of 65, a 15-year-old Confederate soldier marching off to die. Yankees came through Charleston, butchering what wouldn't burn. Sherman took Columbia and continued marching north in turn. We put up little struggle with just our troops and the home guard. It was mostly out of fear. South Carolina was hit so hard. Shot twice in the skirmish in the hip and in the chest. They sent my body home to Papa where I was laid to rest. Now a broken headstone bent with letters bears my name. Mold and dirt have settled in engravings with the rain. The farm and house are gone, only parts of the barn remain. High weeds grow in rocky fields and round the rotten planks. Gone forever are the crops, cornfields, tobacco, and cotton. Gone forever, glory days, where old times were not forgotten.